You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. It's Tuesday, August the 28th, and I'm Andy Holding, looking at seven races for you at Ballinrobe this evening. We're going to get to pretty testing conditions there down at the County Mayo venue. I know Ballinrobe pretty intimately, as it were, and what I can say is that when it does get soft, it does take quite a bit of getting. You often find as well a lot of jockeys that use their noggin and race off the inside rail and go wide, particularly on the hurdles track, are often have a bit of an advantage. So that's certainly worth bearing in mind as the card progresses throughout the evening. We have got a bit of quality on show as well. We've got Listen Deer in the 7 o'clock, which is a decent novices chase. And we've got some very competitive handicaps, which is always the want here at this track. So we'll get straight away and stuck into the action. And we begin with what looks a very, very dicey maiden hurdle. Not much form on offer here. Could be one or two interesting performers as well, sneaking in amongst the ranks, such as Arch Melody and Owl Creek Bridge, two horses that have been running well in point-to-point fields. And Stamina is certainly going to be at a premium here, so they're definitely worth bearing in mind. The short price favourite is Mile a Minute from the Henry de Bromhead Stable. And why I wouldn't get carried away with her, I do think she's probably the most likely winner here, around about the 5-4 mark, because she ran a good race the other day down in Downpatrick. She probably would have finished a little bit closer to the winner, Augusta Gold. Had she not got badly hampered at the last when a horse fell right in directly in front of her path. And that backed up a couple of two promising efforts at Tipperary and Clonmel, respectively. Obviously, her ability to handle this ground is very much taken on trust. But she's quite a nice type. And she's probably got a little bit more upside than Bluegrass Princess, who's been running slightly disappointingly for the M&O Colos stable ever since winning a couple of races back in 2015-17 respectively. So a race not to get too carried away with. Mile a Minute sets a standard and is probably good enough to take that opener if handling the ground.
Race 2.
My best bet of the day runs here in the shape of Hearts of Trumps. Now, first of all and foremost, I'm a big fan of Fierce Soul, Ewan Doyle's charge. And he won well down in Tremor the other day. But Fierce Soul, for me, always wants decent ground. He has handled soft before, don't get me wrong. He's not a complete no-hoper on the ground. But all his best form's on good to firm ground. So I'd be a little concerned if they do get more rain on top of what we've already got here at Ballyrobe, that conditions might just be a little bit testing for him. Whereas I do think Hearts of Trumps will handle it fine. He certainly handled the easier ground last time out when we saw him at Galway. And that was off the back of a convincing victory at Clonmel back in May when he travelled through the race strongly. And he went on to win with quite a bit in hand. He beat a horse called Tarazani, who's gone on to win on the flat at Leopardstown. And a horse like Cool Fighter were way back in the field as well. And he's won a couple of times over hurdles and has run well subsequently. So that form's pretty solid. And given that there's more potential to come from this lightly raced 5-yard, I feel as though he's got quite a bit more to offer here. And I certainly think because he raced wide last time at Galway, that actually might not necessarily be a bad tactic here tonight if he's out of trouble and out of the swamp around the inside. So Hearts of Trumps available at the back top price, around about 7-2, 3-1 this morning. It's quite a confident choice there to go well in the 5:30.
Race number 3.
On to the 6 o'clock then, which is a 2.5 mile handicap, 0 to 102 category. Quite a few of these fairly consistent of late, including the top weight here, Fairman Boy, who's likely to go very well here for Michael Horrigan. He's yet to be out the frame in his last three runs, and he was a winner three starts back in a pretty good fashion down in Downpatrick when he handled the slightly easier ground on offer that day. He's run respectably at Limerick and Killarney subsequently, and he's got plenty of soft to heavy ground form back in the past. I'm sure he'll go well. But the real eye catcher for me here is the locally trained young Ned on the Hill, who's a 10-year-old now and obviously he's not going to improve. But his performances here at Ballinrobe certainly stand out as has been a horse who clearly goes well here and nowhere else. His last two performances have been pretty suspect. But if you go back three starts ago when he had easy conditions, he looked like he was going to follow up his shock victory here at this track this time last year when he swept to the front in the hands of Roger Loughlin going down the back straight, only to find the fast-finishing Tourasaur running him out late on. He probably hit the front too soon that day. But the combination of Davy Russell riding him today, going back to this track, and more predominantly the fact that he does race wide in his races, I think I'll play into his sense. And I think that's probably why he's gone really well at this track twice. My theory is that you definitely want to be racing off the inner going down the back straight, particularly as the racing progresses over hurdles. And that's why he seems to have a bit of an advantage over the rest of the field, because he has raced away from the swamp. So, young Ned on the hill, with the ever forward thinking Davy Russell in the plate, hopefully we'll race wide and swoop to conquer around the home bend and come home there nicely for us there in the 6 o'clock.
Race four.
On to the 6:30 then. Quite a wide open handicap, right about 5-1 the field this morning. But I'm going to go with the course winner here last time out. Here we go. Absolutely dotted up for the Val O'Brien stable. And he certainly wasn't winning out of turn, this fella. He'd previously been placed on his three starts prior to that. He travelled really well in most of them, but he just couldn't quite get the job done on the really heavy ground twice at Limerick. But he certainly threatened to win a race, and he duly obliged when he went here on much better ground. Now, it says good ground, but it was absolutely desperate that night. They'd obviously heavily watered the track. There was only six finishes in that race. Everything else was pulled up. They were strung out like washing. And this horse, because he got a background of running on heavy ground, he went through the conditions no problem. The only problem I've got with him here tonight, he hasn't run for 91 days since May. Now, obviously, you've got to take it on trust that connections have got him fit to do himself justice after that mini summer break. But if he's in the same sort of shape as he was here back in May, then I think this fella's going to take quite a bit of beating tonight. I can't believe he was chalked up at 10-1 this morning. I'd have him favourite to win this race. It's, like I say, it's just a fitness thing, which is the only slightly bugbear. But we know he goes on the track. We know he'll hand the ground. And if everything's rosy, he needs particular guard, and I think he'll take quite a bit of beating there.
Race five.
On to the 7 o'clock. This looks a bit of a penalty kick for Willie Mullins' mare, Listen Dear, who has obviously been quite lightly raced in recent times. But when she does ship up on the racetrack, she's usually pretty good. And she made a spectacular comeback at Limerick this time last year when she made all and jumped really well to win by a long margin. She went to the Galway Festival in one of those competitive handicaps, and she looked as though she got the race absolutely stone cold. Everything else was flat to the boards when she came up the hill, ran about 10 lengths clear, but amazingly, her engine just cut out late on, and obviously that run for the thick end of a year and a half just took its toll on this very talented 8-year-old, and she just didn't quite get home and was picked off by Show and Go, but the rest were absolutely punch drunk in behind her. The time figure was very good, and providing that race has brought her forwards rather than made her recoil, then I think she's an absolute certainty here tonight, as the market suggests. Don't Touch It has been a bit iffy in his last two or three runs. Devil's Bride looks as though he's gone at the game. Rock the World will definitely not handle the conditions. So really, this is Listen Dear's to lose. I know she's 1-2 this morning. I actually think she should be a little bit shorter than that. But Brian Accidents, I think she'll win, and win by a long way.
Race number six.
On to the 7:13. Willie Mullins has got one of the leading lights here as well in this beginner's chase. Bang Bang Rosie, who's been running consistently well in novice hurdles over the summer period, has got certainly a good chance of getting ahead in front here. But she's certainly not one of Willie Mullins' stronger horses to run in this category throughout the summer. In fact, the fact that she got beat by Oscar Moscow three starts ago tells you how modest she is, really. So I'd have my doubts about her a little bit, I suppose, in many respects. So I'm going to go with Camille Hill for the Nalmead stable. Now, this fella, a bit disappointing over hurdles in quite a few starts, but the addition of cheek pieces certainly made the desired effect when we last saw him. Now, whether he would have won or not, he certainly happened to debate a horse called Wigs of the Green fella at the last, and he was a bit disappointing at Dan Patrick yesterday when he didn't handle the track. So the overall sort of substance and form of that race isn't overly strong, but it was just the style and the manner that he went through that race which leads me to believe that he's now a little bit of a reformed character. And I noticed on his form card that he finished third in a point-to-point as well. So he's obviously been a chaser in the making at Four Connections ever since. Rachel Blackmore's riding on a crest of a wave, takes the ride. And at around about 3-1 this morning, I'd just make him a very, very tentative vote in what looks a decidedly tricky beginner's chase.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and one thing I will say about this race coming onto it is that you're going to need something that's going to get home here. I'd be very reluctant to back something that hasn't had a run. Even the Willie Mullins train horse, who is obviously fancied in the market in the shape of Getaway Gorgeous. But conditions here, trust me, will be really, really bad come the last race. Like I say, it looks a fairly innocent track, Ballinrobe, but they hit the wall coming out the back straight. You need something that's going to get home. So with that in mind, I want something that's been running throughout the summer jumper period, has been fit and has got the ability to handle the soft ground. Step forward so lonely. Filly by so you think. She's quite a scopy little four-year-old, but she's fairly useful. She's been placed 5 times in her 6-7 starts. So she's likely to run her race. And that's all we're looking for here. We want something that's going to run its race. Something that's going to get home. Nothing sexy. Nothing with no frills. And she definitely fits that category. She's run up 2 starts ago at Wexford on soft ground. She just didn't quite peg back cock-a-doodle-doo last time out at Sligo, but she rather wandered and snaked her way into the last, and that definitely cost her the race. She only got done a short head. She certainly should have won that race quite comfortably, and with Finny McGuire on board, I'd make her a really strong each-way bet to round off the night for us, hopefully with a nice bit of profit behind us there in the last. OK, thanks very much then for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We're going to be back on board again tomorrow evening when we're going to be taking a look at the 8-race flat card at Belliestown beginning at 4:05. So until then, it's a very goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.